So, Greenbrier, the answer to this now becomes simple. Do you remember diagramming sentences?
Oh, God, why did you have to bring that up?
Because.
Well, when did you do that, Greenbrier? You did diagramming of sentences? When?
I tell people often that diagramming sentences was the most ridiculous information that I ever received in school. You never use it for anything.
We're fixing to show you why that's wrong.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Everything in a segue has to apply. Everything in a space has to have a conditional repose. We suffer because we are so literal. Were we to be able to diagram our subject, verbs, consonants, prepositions, object of prepositions, and adverbial clauses and phrases and apply them, you can see the structure of how it comes together, and you can always know where the objects were, and you'd never have these lost pronoun conundrums that Bob suffers from so prolifically. However adamant in his search for the finding out of nothingness, because once he finds out nothingness, he goes, never mind, after he's moved heaven and earth to figure it all out. But that's okay. Your diagramming would show you who the star is and what is occurring to the star. Now, the preamble to the Constitution of the United States is one sentence.
Which Constitution are you speaking of?
The preamble to the United States of America Constitution. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. That's one sentence. That whole thing is one sentence. So if you're able to diagram that sentence, you'd know exactly how and what and where and when and who and every detail you want to know about the preamble to this entire Constitution itself. Now, we're not suggesting that you take up diagramming to do it. We're saying that that diagramming makes a place so you have the action to the outcome. It would explain divine destiny. Or I guess we'd call that divinated outcomes.
Are you talking about the 4X formula, that kind of diagramming?
No, we're talking about diagramming. This is the subject, and you put a line, this is the verb, this is the adverb, this is the prepositional phrase.
Is that what they did in school, Greenbrier? Is that what you had to do?
The line goes underneath the sideways, and then the is an adjective describing which one, so the goes underneath it.
When you become an adult, you have to learn not to write like that so that you can be creative and get a gig at Rolling Stone or something, right?
No, everything diagrams, Bob. Even bad writing, bad talking, even if you talk right. If you don't talk right, you still can diagram sentences.
Astrologers think that their chart is diagramming.
It is.
Again, we missed the syllables. What did you say? Astrologers think it's diagramming or charted. What was the sentence you said?
Greenbrier, are you garbled like us? Is it a
yeah, she was in that case. Not just garbled, but you didn't say a complete, there were no diagramming going on in that sentence.
It's in ascension speak. You can't understand it, Bob. You need more Bob drops.
I need more Bob drops, did you say? I have sympathy for everybody. I help them along. You can fucking help along. You're just new at being a citizen. You don't know how to fucking help people. So you give me a little sense here. What did you say? I mentioned astrology versus something else. And what was the answer?
You can't help anybody, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to find your own way.
You don't go by ion. You don't go by ion. It's a little non-physical, okay?
We're in the ion quadrant right now. We have to.
No, that's the Dobbs quadrant. That is the Dobbs quadrant. But what was your question about astrology? I'm just interested in finding out something.
It wasn't a question. It was a statement. Astrologers think that their chart is like this diagram that Ion is speaking of.
They think of their schooling when they were kids.
Their chart.
It's like their kid stuff. It's what you're saying. It's like the kid stuff. And that's not a very profound statement unless there's something else being meant. You know, a guy's doing his chart.
That's
like me when I was doing my verbs.
What?
I'm comparing the astrologer chart to the diagram that he's speaking of. It's a plan. It's a laying it out, spelling it out.
Yeah, it's what your kids
divine
do in grammar
destiny.
Class, right? It's what
divine
public school
explains divine destiny. That's what he said. And I
what about this diagramming of sentences? Isn't that something people do in school?
You can't get past it, Ion. He's stuck on the road.
No. You're terrible, Greenbrow. You're definitely not ascended. You don't even know how to say your objection.
He can't.
But
he's stuck on
the
journey.
You don't object by accusing somebody. You let them tie their own rope. And I'm asking you, is diagramming sentences what you're taught in grade school?
Yes.
And to say that is like astrology makes astrology seem pretty simple.
Well, not if diagramming sentences was difficult for you.
But how could it be? You just have to know what a verb is, a noun, and a predicate.
So let's try this one, Bob.
This is your problem, Greenbrow. Oh, I see. You had a little problem when you were a kid with this. Okay.
You tell us how this goes, Bob. You tell us that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. What is the verb of that sentence, Bob?
I wasn't really paying attention. I can't have that long of attention span to figure out where the sentence started and where it ended. Lost me, you know, 30 seconds ago.
That's the twist. That's the twist.
To ordain.
Diagramming would have to identify that's your problem. You don't hold with it long enough to get who we're speaking. Who is we? We, the people. The people, which people? The people of, with a prepositional phrase, of, the is an adjective telling which United States. And this is provided in order to form, or the reason for we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, comma, establish justice, comma, ensure domestic tranquility. This is what you're trying to do. So this sentence is communicating the reason for the preamble to the Constitution. Okay? So what she's saying is she says diagramming is a terrible waste of time. We say, except if you're trying to figure out what somebody's talking right or not, it's a real handy thing, and that's why we're making a point. And you're saying that you don't even get the words to know the words. Well, diagramming would solve that for you because it would always be laid out in a way that you can say, ah, that's these people, United States people, not Canadians. Oh, okay. Then you get it, and then you don't have to ask.
Have we finished this topic? Is this topic over yet?
No.
Excuse
me
if I've interrupted. Did we get somewhere?
Well,
yes. Diagramming is important because it tells you how to talk right.
You guys, we've had people on mute here for about 4 hours at Greenbaugh, maybe 5 hours,
they're,
6 hours. What do you think of that?
They're hanging out patiently.
Yeah, they're hanging out for their moment.
Well, some of them aren't quite lit up yet, so give them another minute, Bob. When you hear the liquor bottle hit the ground, then we know we're there. We've done that, haven't we, Bob?
Sorry, I couldn't follow the whole sentence. I was with you at the verb and the fucking adjective. I missed the adverb and the pronoun.
If you could ever identify the predicate, you'd have it. We have indeed. Bidding
yeah, go ahead, Greenbrow. Your next final topic, is it?
People,
is your final topic, or have you left? Did Greenbrow say goodbye?
And here we hear the liquor bottle hit the floor. Okay, now we know we're there.
Well, Renee actually did come in. You know, that's the old line about Renee. Greenbrow, wait, solid question. What was the question? Or was Ion leading there?
No, we followed her.
It was all one topic. We were still talking about the enterovirus. So when I said astrologer's chart and Ion said do, does this mean that the non-physical is acknowledging astrology?
See, this is Decker. We call on Galileo, the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. So if that acknowledges it, then yes. And if it doesn't, then diagram it.
Yeah, here's a good point, Greenberg. The other day, in talking to Ian privately, I said, he mentions just a few people change culture or something. They change the culture, the language, you know, like what I'm doing today. And he said the people who did it in the past were Galileo and Nostradamus, not Leonardo da Vinci, not all the other greats, those two guys. So it's interesting to know that, that Ion is giving high power to Galileo and Nostradamus.
And Nostradamus. Well, Nostradamus, he loved astrology.
He loved astrology? Did he use it, Ion?
Yeah, he was a knuckle fucker.
Did Nostradamus use astrology in his writings?
Yes. He used astrology for this occurred and what was around his environment when it occurred is what he used to map astrology. Because the moon was this way, that happened. That's what a blood moon or a blue corn moon was for. So they took astrology of what their environment was, the surroundings, the diagrammed predicates they noted and put in the chart. So when it occurred again, if it was that way again, then the moon dogs howl when the moon is full.
I can see why Carol never listens to the show when Ion's on, unless she's called. Nobody follows any of this stuff in any precise way. Your sentences go on too long, too many factors. Right, Carol? You don't even listen, do you, Carol? You won't admit it, but she's reading a book. I guess it's only those that look like Bird to go back and listen to the recording get somewheres.
Hang on. We're going to get somewhere. I'm going to take this somewhere. So Nostradamus predicted the fall of the Catholic Church. There are some folks that believe the current pope and the way that he was elected, that was set up strategically so that it would essentially make the fall happen quicker or sooner. Is that true, Ion?
Well, if Carolyn were only listening, we would say yes.
And the reason,
because of what Bob said, she's here.
The reason that they're saying this is because the lawsuit money is going out quicker than what the Catholic Church can actually obtain it from all this sexual battery.
No, stop, it's not that at all. What's happening is, because of that lawsuit money, the coffers, people are not giving as much. They're like, well, why am I paying my tithe to the church so the church can pay out for the pedophilia claims? It's like, this is craziness. They're not supporting the life insurance policies because they say they're not going to die. So they're not giving the money. That's what the downfall of the Catholic Church is.
The parishioners aren't giving the money.
Right, because they're like, well, why are we paying extra so that you can molest children and we got to pay for you molesting children? It's ridiculous. I'm not giving you money fucking molest. Why am I giving you money to pay claims where you've molested children? You're supposed to be a priest. You're supposed to be taking care of making reparations. You can forgive my sins, but you caused me to go to hell. How does this work?
So the change of the pope had nothing to do with this, or it did?
It did have something to do with it, but it's not because of the money running out faster than it's running in. It's because people are stopped giving. They're still Catholic, but they don't have to give money to be Catholic.
And how's the change of the pope influenced something in here? Something being influenced
because,
by the change?
Because we don't care if it rains or freezes as long as you got the plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of your car.
So how did that change the Catholic Church via the pope, the new pope?
Ask her. Her story.
This new pope is disgusting. I don't like this new pope, and I didn't like him the minute I saw a picture of him.
Why do you even think about it? Why think about it? What's that based on? Like a hairstyle or something? The guy's actually pretty cool. He's the greatest pope ever. He's got no church, but he's got to be a great pope because he got no church. He doesn't manage the church anymore.
Somebody pissed on the pope.
But Greenberg, we're not here to talk about your opinions about things. You're here to ask questions.
We don't know why.
pull up the picture of the Pope, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He gives
I don't
you,
care.
Gives
I'm not going to judge people.
Oh, you shit.
I guess I lied there. I'm not judging any Pope.
If you pull up my profile picture, I promise you I'm not going to give you the heebie-jeebies like the Pope does.
Well, don't worry about it. It's your own bias. I mean, there is no negativity visually.
No, it's not.
Nothing negative.
It's not bias. It's my intuition.
How about Patti Smith pissing in a river?
We waste a lot of time with the nonsense.
That's not nonsense. It's your topical modality, Bob.
Oh, no, I'm not paying attention too much.
Well, then you shouldn't mind. Then you wouldn't notice that we're wasting your time.
you almost have me there. You almost got me. It's close. Close.
We're always playing more cheese and hand grenade.
Greenbrod, one last bit zingy, and then we have to go to the next programming schedule.
Green.
I just want to. Yeah, the Virgin Galactic, is the company going to flop?
Would you like it to?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up to you. Good point he's making there. It's up to you.
Yeah, we could do without it, honestly.
Why? Well, we like the stock.
Whoever gets hired. Well, what is this, Virgin Electric? What's the name of the company?
Virgin Galactic.
What is that?
That's the space travel program for average Joes.
That's why you get this gig. You're very informed on all kinds of silly things. It's just very good. I never heard of
it. These silly
Yay.
Things.
Yeah, these
Yay
silly
me.
Things.
Go
yep,
Green
Virgin
Dog.
Galactic.
Will flop.
Will
no, will
no.
not.
Oh, you're trying to alter this record here.
No. You'll see. Y'all better go on to slave shares, damn. Yeah.
Okay, merger.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Greenbrow. Thank you for your intuition. Thanks for your intuition. Try to no. Why don't you stay around and supplement whatever's going on?
Well, you said
you have to go.
Night. Yeah, I do.
What time is it there? 2 a.m. or something? 1 o'clock.
One. Oh, after one, yeah.
Yeah, so that's too much, eh? Is your husband in bed already?
No. No, he's still up from his adrenaline FSU rush.
Do you know, does he know what you do when you come on here?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. He's down
yeah,
with
no
it.
Yeah, no problem with it. Well, that's good.
I wouldn't be married to someone who had a problem with it. Trust me.
Oh, okay, good. All right, well, we recognize that we acknowledge family issues, so... We gracefully say goodnight to you, and I await to see if anybody else can speak as much as you can speak.
All right, I'll listen to the archive with bated breath.
Do you listen to the archives every week?
Sometimes.
Yeah, not often. You listen to your part, don't you?
Actually, no. I want to hear what happened after.
Okay. You're interested in the ion part.
I mean, yes, ion, but if somebody else has something cool to say, then I'm
You'll
interested
take
in that
in.
Also. Sure.
Are you catching the Ted Carver, Marsh McLuhan I'm playing?
Oh, goodness, no.
That's what you should listen to. That's the best stuff ever. And it's never been heard before.
That's too much contrast for me.
He explained astrology. He explained tarot cards, did it all.
Yeah, but it's not in the right format. You've got to apply it. You're not applying it. It's just words.
No. That's where you're mistaken. But that's for another day.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Everybody give her applaud. Applausy. Thank you.
I am. Can we talk about the low-pass filter?
You want to?
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, Mark, do not repeat the noun. Ask a question. You're starting off stupid.
I would like to opinion a little about this diagram.
I want to know why Bob always cock blocks me from getting to talk to Ion.
That's the reason you just said. There's a good example.
And how Ion and how Ion would feel about that.
All participants are now muted.
Obviously, everybody would expect me to go to Roxana first, but we're not. We're going to be polite, and we're going to go to Mark. We'll give Mark like 5 seconds to get his question right. None of this fucking nonsense saying nouns. Where is Mark? Where's his number? Sorry, Ayana, you...
The circuit capacity.
Oh, there it is. Okay, Mark.
Variation to each other. The induction of low-pass filter in the figure below shows the capacity within the figure below. The impedance increases with the increase in frequency. High impedance in the series tends to block high-frequency signals from getting to the load. So there you go. And so, therefore, the ohm range is going to shift or drop. So
is Krill, is Krill to the whale a low-pass filter?
No, it would be the voltage. Krill would be the
voltage. It'd be the voltage, yes. So the amperage is set up when the krill is eaten by the whale.
The amperage is the water that brings the krill into the whale's experience.
If you change the water in the ocean, you're going to change the flux.
No, I'm going to change the pulse. When, not the flux, I'm going to change the pulse. I'm going to change both the long length of the wire and the magnetic losses of the core material. I'm going to make the capacitors participate less in coupling and have it affect more with components or connections from interference of other components. Mutual electric and magnetic fields. Inducers, not diodes.
Will the diode be eliminated?
No. We're going to convert it to make it a pure DC component.
So,
brown chicken, brown cow.
Ion, the switch gear, is it by force or by will?
It's passive.
It's passive.
Yes, it's passive.
So that means that it's a limit switch.
No, it's not a limit switch. It's a capacity switch. The reason I have a switch gear is because you want to control the three-phase. 454 three-phase, you want to control. You want to control it. If you don't control it, it's what? Uh-oh, we're getting fast. We're starting to bubble. Better slow it down. Okay. Yes.
So when we talk about that, if we have a limit switch.
It's not a limit switch. Stop changing the words.
I'm sorry.
So don't say that. Sorry I didn't do it. You did.
I am happy to say that we have a low filter so we get no treble. And we get
I can do that. So there's a certain rate of a cutoff frequency that's going to apply. Every output voltage that falls below 70.7% of an input voltage, that's going to be a cutoff percentage, would be not really arbitrary, though, would it?
Not necessarily, but
well,
is it a fat switch?
30 hertz would be 1 volt, wouldn't it, then?
What's the name of the machine you're talking about, Mark?
The thing is, he talks about the base. It's about the base. It's nothing but the base. So what that means is that we have a low-pass filter coming in. That means we don't have any trouble. We have no trouble.
How do you spell base, Mark?
B-A-S-S.
We spell it B-A-S-E.
What?
A base.
Can we talk about the ideal filter, Ion, please?
We do. We just did.
And this is a filter for what, Mark?
What it does, it's impossible, but it realizes signals of infinite extent in time.
The no-load resistor.
Are you talking about music, Mark?
I'm talking about a filter that...
For what?
Eliminates treble.
Treble in what? In musical instruments?
In Megan Trainor.
Yeah, well, treble in what, Mark? Just keep it real simple.
Well, what it does, it's a brick filter. We have no treble. It's nothing but the bass. What?
You're talking music, right?
I'm talking about everything. We have...
Jesus Christ. We didn't even get it figured out whether it's talking about music or not.
Wait, a krill... I asked
krill's Leon, food. So you're relating the whale food to your guitar amplifier. Hey, come on. Try to stay on topic, Mark. I'm getting fucking irritated. Will you tell us what you're addressing?
Okay, Ion. We only can
no, me. You tell me what your fucking topic is. Simple nouns.
We can only go below 60 hertz.
What? That's 30. Not the topic. What do you fucking, what's that referred to?
The filter.
Of what? I know the word filter means it's filtering something. What are you filtering?
Low-pass filter, because we, I'm talking
for
about...
For what? Not a because, for what? You're not even giving me a noun. A filter for what?
Noun.
You're retarded, Mark. You can't even answer a simple fucking question about what the fucking topic is. A filter for what?
Good point, Rob. I'll think about it.
Come on, you fucking idiot. What are you talking about? Krill food for whales, and you bring in the idea, Phil, what do you... Connect a couple of points for the listeners. No music for you, buddy, for another six fucking months. Okay, so who's next? We'll mute this guy. Okay, Roxy, what's your statement? Roxy, you're on.
Yes, I wanted to ask, because it was related to what you were talking
beautiful,
about.
Beautiful, beautiful. Your fucking phone is so
yeah,
clear. How's that? What did you do? New batteries? How is it so clear? It's incredible.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just surprised.
Like, diagrams are a visual representation of information that clarifies or presents in a simple way. But Ion said something that really attract my attention, like a diagram is presenting divine destiny. And I wanted to ask about the chart, because you made it before Ion and it was incomplete. There is a blank space in which...
Yeah, no, be specific. You mean the Dobbs formula chart, the last phase after that's more physical.
The formula chart. In the odd column at the end, there is a blank space on the left side, and that's the space should be filled with Ion. But
no, anthropomorphery. Anthropomorphery.
Oh, that's good, because right above that it says anthropomorphic physical, Roxana. The quadrant just above it, the eighth quadrant, the ninth quadrant, I think it's the ninth level, would be anthropomorphery. It's, I can go with that. I have no clue what it means, but it's a good word.
Neither do we. But we don't chart them, so it's okay.
I just wanted to know what goes in that blank.
Anthropomorphery.
Could you define that?
No. S-pop is shit. S-pop.
It'd be some kind of shape-shifting of the anthropomorphic physical. It's like a looser anthropomorphic physical.
The fatalist view, it's the fatalist view of what would have occurred in a past pluperfect tense.
That's a good enough answer, Roxy. Do you know what Mark was talking about, filter? Was he talking a musical instrument or something?
Well,
Roxy?
I suppose it's a filter of any acoustic signal, because he's talking about the bass and...
Why couldn't he tell me that? Why couldn't he just say a couple of nouns like you did?
I cannot answer that. I don't know.
I think he's got an authority problem. He doesn't like authority. He will not stay focused on authority. None of his posts on dupes were ever clear exactly what he's saying. He's got a problem with anthropomorphery.
And I also wanted to ask, because you did this chart before Ion.
No. There is no time before us. There's no doubt even in time. So hang on.
Yeah, like we can't say it that way, Roxy. You know, before from my perspective, I did it before him because he didn't show up to 2009.
Oh, the next thing you know, Lennon LaRouche is going to come before the Queen, too, so don't worry about it. It'll come around.
So, Roxy, you would say, from Bob's perspective, Ion, Bob's little man perspective, the chart was done before Ion. Say it that way, and then get a question.
Well, then we're going to say no, because without us, Bob's chart never would have been, because Bob's charts would have never had anywhere to go to. The tiny note would have never arrived.
I agree with that.
It would have been irreverent.
That's it. We got the answer, Roxy. We got the answer.
It is
brilliant. We fooled Ion to give you a fucking answer.
That is part of the question. Where does then inspiration comes from?
There is no inspiration.
So what we think is this muse or this impulse
it's
to create.
It's a lie.
Just like
it was a lie. The chart's a lie, Roxy.
So inspiration is a lie. The process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. It's the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard in our life.
Then what we create is not really
it's not inspired. It's not a mental stimulation. It's by default. You can't get out of something, so you make something to make you feel better in the process of it. That's not inspired. That's default.
Then what
is it? Hey, we missed the word. That's a bum-bum-bum-bum. What did you say? Not inspired. It is what?
Not inspired. It is...
He won't say it. He's not going to fucking tell us. He will blah, blah, blah. He fucked it up, but he won't even tell us, that fucking asshole.
You'll go to your recording, and it'll be perfect.
No, it won't be. I could tell. It's Carol shaking no. Carol says no, it will not be. Carol, tell him to redo it. He'll listen to you.
She doesn't even
listen. Yeah, hon, what was blah, blah, blah?
It was blah, blah, blah.
Or was it blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Or blah, blah, blah.
Not inspiration. It was blah, blah, blah.
You can't be mentally stimulated to do or feel something that would move you into an outcome. The only reason you would do that would be from a less than place of where you cannot achieve something and you feel bad about that to a place where you create something to replace. The same way when people used to, quote, quit smoking cigarettes, they never quit smoking cigarettes. They just replaced the habit with something else. That's not inspiration. That's desperation.
Did I make the chart out of desperation?
Incredulous desperation.
What was I incredulous about?
You couldn't believe that you believed.
Back to you, Roxy. What's Berlin say?
Yes, then our creations are only this trying to make unrealized creations we had before?
Well, it's certainly not creativity. It's certainly not inventiveness. It's certainly not innovation. It's certainly not ingenuity. It's certainly not genius. It's certainly not imagination or originality. So we can tell you what it's not.
What is it then?
We didn't say.
I know. You won't say, will you?
She didn't ask.
Oh, Roxy, go for it. What is it? Say, what is it? What is it then?
Smart.
I didn't
say it.
What is it then?
What is it not?
No, he did that. You say, what is it then?
What is it then?
It's not.
Nothing
is. Not S-N-O-T. He's saying it's S-N-O-T.
It's not.
A phoneme, a sound, when does that become language or a word?
Never.
Yeah. A phoneme.
Never. Can't be a phoneme because it changes. Like the phoneme's OMG, it's a BFD. Even that's obsolete into another BFD. Or a BBFD.
When was, for example, language originated or created?
PGM, OMG, LLACD, LMAFLOOOOO. That's communication. That's lateral languaging?
I think Ion doesn't like the word creation to be used on anything else but ascension.
Pretty much.
But speech is very important to create and manifest, and you say it's the only thing that really exists.
Speech don't do anything. Talking does. Speak well, talk right. We can conjugate verbs in many languages just like you.
Was there always communication language?
Bob's still trying to create communication even now. And everyone he speaks to sooner or later becomes an inappropriate SOB before it's over. Because they don't really.
I agree.
So.
Because you also said at the end we're only talking to ourselves.
Okay, hold it, Roxy. That was a good one. Are we only talking to ourselves, Ion? You and you? Ourselves include you and you?
The correct response, the correct, most important of the millennial response would be blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
When we say, when we're talking to ourselves, what do you say?
Pretty much blah, blah, blah.
I rephrased it to blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, it's very transcendental. but for example, this is the phase three, and we have to engage Ion.
Yes.
And
no, you don't have to, but if we are the cream, we are the pate choux. We are the pate choux.
Is that something that Roxy would know is in cuisine?
Well, she's right there. Ask her.
What's pate choux, Roxy?
Like a type of pate?
Petit choux.
It's all that Ion knows. He only knows Carol's reality, so. Okay,
petit choux.
Don't get thrown by it. We don't know what he means, as usual. Have to try again.
Petit choux.
Because I was involved with the charge, and I was seeing about these phases, how you prepared for Ion, and then Ion started interacting, and now it's like a new phase in which we're trying to keep in this new tempo. Yes, I just want to know more about this new phase.
The new phase we're in. Have we left the hexatic and moved into the septatic? Are we still hexatic?
P-A-T-E. A-C-H-O-U-X.
Petiachox. Is that what you were trying to say? Petiachox?
It's called Patechu.
Oh, okay. And what is it?
Look it up.
Yeah, don't believe us. You can't hear it. You can't understand us. We don't say, we don't talk right.
Well, what's the spelling code? P-A-T-E. C-H-O-U-X, something like that.
Yeah.
Patechoux.
C-H-O-U-X.
Patechoux. They asked me, did I mean Patechoux? I assume. That's some kind of dough, fucking food. Some Martha Stewart food. Okay, it's food. That's all we need to know. It's food. Put it in your mouth. Why are you telling us about that? Bring up another topic. Ignore that answer, Roxanne.
We answered your question.
Yeah, sure you did. You've never answered any question because nothing gets done. The answers always get changed, mutated, screwed up, overlaid. So we don't go with that explanation that you answer questions. It's just an ongoing process. So make up another bunch of words, Roxanna, preferably about my chart.
No, continue to ask about the new phase.
So is the chart a tool? Well, I was also thinking today about Eucharistia. Some Greeks told me that means to be thankful. It's a gratitude. And in the Mass, this part of the Mass, the Eucharistia is when you eat the host and the wine, you drink the wine.
She's talking about intention.
When you say she, do you mean Roxanna or the Greek friend?
Them, all of them.
Yes, and for me it was interesting to see that the Eucharistia we are doing it's not only this living water and breath. It's like many other things.
Well, the wine is supposed to be the blood, and that's because of the acid level or the acidic value of the wine. There are specific components in the wine that would affect the blood, which would represent the blood of Christ. And then the bread, which is the body of Christ from an amino acid line, would affect a protein stimulus within the DNA or RNA. We call it the junction box, but we don't talk right, so you can't believe us. But the tannins in the wine, the tannins in the wine are the closest symbiote within the lymphatic system that would activate lysine specifically and a couple of the other amino acids if you had a protein-driven shewbread that applied to your host, as you call it. We like the host.
Very good. You evoked that, Roxana. Very nice.
But don't think we answered anything. Because we're no.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I know. It's like, but with the new water and the bread of life, we're going to engage in a new Eucharistia.
You're going to engage in Pachashu.
Okay. There's the application.
And, if it hair lifts up, if it hair lifts up.
I was also noticing that in the church they say after you take the host and the wine, you become immortal. But the right word should be to become eternal.
Well, you could be immortal. The Highlander series laid that out for you.
But we don't want to become vampires. We want to become ascended.
Oh, but we adore lamp buyers. They're wonderful. They buy lamps.
Lampstand? Oh. Is that what the lampstand means? Vampire stuff?
No. A good German accent. Buying a lamp is a lamp buyer.
Yeah, we can't even figure out if he's talking. He won't even tell us if he's talking about a vampire or not. It's just saying a word, lamp buyer. It won't give us any more details with clarity. Are you talking about you like vampires because they buy lamps?
It's astounding that you got that many words out of a simple conversation anyway. So we're batting 100 tonight, Bob.
So we're not going to find out whether lamp buyers refers to vampires or not.
It is not.
Okay, for the moment. Thank you.
Yes. No. Ask a few more. You're asking good questions. It's only going to get worse. So we want to keep the quality people up front as long as possible.
I also really like how McLuhan saw Christ as a technology, like an extension of man. It's very surprising that this second coming is actually in the blood of each person taking RNA drops.
Well, the blood of the lamb, that's what you're trying to achieve. And if you can place the lampstands proportionately as laid out before the thunders, then what happens is you get the exact position between the 4 and 20 elders, the lampstands, and the tiny book.
That's my chart. My chart's a tiny book.
Yes, I was listening to the revelations, and that's why I went back to the chart.
So the ratio is 1:1:1:1:1:1, and you do that every time, and it works out.
You know what 1:1:1:1:1 means, Carol? Do you know how to do that? No, Carol doesn't know. And nobody's going to do it, so we don't need to find
out. It's a cup of water. It's a stick of butter. It's a cup of flour, it's a cup of eggs, and a pinch of salt. 1 and 1 and 1 and 1 and 1.
And what will be the ingredients that you are mixing?
I think
you just said the
ingredients.
Those are the ingredients.
Ah, okay.
So what would be the outcome? The bread of life?
Pachashu.
Pachashu.
What time are you doing any music on this ridiculous non-music theory?
We pissed off the second coming, Roxanne. We got on swearing. It's ridiculous.
Well,
I love human interaction.
One thing I have to say to you, buddy, is blah, blah, blah. That's what I have to say to you.
Good one. Roxy, you're evoking
blah,
a funny
blah,
ion.
Blah. Yeah, it's a blah, blah.
I think Roxy's
blah,
got him up on the ropes. I mean, he's getting fed up with your X-ray vision here, Roxy. You've got him. Just keep going.
Take it off.
You mumbled there, Roxy. Well, we didn't get that.
It's catching.
That's why he's like that.
Wait, your phone's fading. More battery. Start over again.
Okay, stay clearly.
More
tip, buddy. Get back in the cloud.
Get the amplifier.
Get back.
I was looking for Patachou is also a French singer. Are you relating to that Patachou, or is it another Patachou?
That is the only Patachou that is.
Did you say to singer, Roxy? What did you say, Patachou? I mean, I'm the only person here trying to understand what's going on. Everybody else is masturbating, jerking off.
That's Patti LaBelle, Bob. Come on.
Oh, okay. Did someone say singer? Did I hear Patachou as a singer?
Yes.
It was not that, right?
No, because maybe I thought he wanted to listen to a Patachou song.
No, he didn't. Back to the food. It's Patachou the food.
That'd be Patty Hearst, too.
Everybody's quietly waiting in line.
You got them all muted, though, Bob. They're not quiet.
Of course. Yeah. I'm not going to ruin this. I'm not going to ruin this by bringing the mob in. One by one. They get fed up and they go home. Roxy, come on, focus. What's Patty's, what do we say?
He'll mute you.
For me, I understand what Ion told me, like, recite for this Eucharistia, for the...
Sarah Shearn, describe us a good application for Patachou. Poquito español, por favor.
Bueno.
Más o menos. Muy, muy, muy trabajo.
We are becoming immortal and we're fusing and I feel this is a new phase, really. It feels all very different from before. And sometimes
just ignore him, Roxy. Just ignore him.
We feel, for example, sick or tired.
What'd you say was tired? No. What? Yeah, are you saying a full sentence there? Something was tired?
I mean, sometimes these changes make us feel sick or tired.
It's called malaise.
No, I told this change.
Malaise.
He likes the word malaise, Roxanne. Stick with that word.
Yes.
Malaise.
Just say, for example, boron helps. The exact quantity of boron will help us. Or, for example, grounding.
Bourbon will ground it.
No, ground.
No, drown.
She was saying, gee. Throw in a question, not too many statements.
Okay, bread and butter pickles.
If we feel tired or sick, what would be the best for us to do?
Okay, bread and butter pickles.
Is that like a one noun, bread and butter pickles, Carol? What do you think? You know anything about that? Hey! What's bread, butter, and pickles? Bread, butter, and pickles, Carol. Does that mean anything to you?
Bread, butter.
That's what Ryan says. Will help our malaise.
Yeah.
Or he might have said bread, butter, pickles. You know, it's hard to tell what he said. But
it's 25 cucumbers, thinly sliced, 6 onions, thinly sliced, 2 green bell peppers, diced, 3 cloves of garlic, chopped, 1/2 cup of salt, 3 cups of cider vinegar, 5 cups of white vinegar, 2 tablespoons of mustard seed, 1/2 teaspoons of celery seed, 1/2 teaspoon of whole cloves, and a tablespoon of ground turmeric. Prepared.
And that is called bread, butter, pickles.
Bread and butter pickles.
Did he just give the ingredients to the bread of life?
Bread and butter pickle.
Back to my chart. Ask something about my chart.
Ugh.
See, we don't know if it was inspiration. What was it? Was it fatalistic neutronic recording? Neutron? Not neutron. Neutrino.
Jimmy Neutron.
Ginny Neutron.
Jimmy.
You know what that is? What's he saying? Ginny, you know, like Gina Agnelli.
Jimmy,
Fiat, you know, we don't even know what he's saying.
Jimmy had a nickel. Jimmy had a nickel. Jimmy Smith. Jimmy the lock. Jimmy the knife. Or Mac the knife. Or Jimmy.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. There was no content there, Roxana. Move on. I don't know what he's saying.
Well, I also find very interesting that he said that the only persons that were really changing culture were Galileo's, Nostradamus, and you.
And Bob, yeah.
Bob Dobson, Bob Nevin. There's a couple of them running around there.
Yeah. It's been a bad patch for humanity the last 50,000 years.
For me, it's like, actually, all the work of that were done before is like a whole one work that one started, and like the cathedrals.
Yeah.
Others will complete.
Not completely, just mostly.
Are we in arriving to completion now of this great work?
But if we say yes, then you'll quit. If we say no, you'll get distracted. So we don't know. Put some music on, Bob.
Yeah.
She's doing good. She's doing good. I like it.
Okay, well, carry on. Put some music in the background while we're
doing it. Fuck the music.
That's what we're trying to get you to do, is to get the music so you get to fuck you.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to answer some more questions before you get some music. You're going to have to earn it.
We don't answer any questions, and we don't get any music. So if we're not going to get any answers to questions, we might as well not have some good music.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because you also told Bob that...
you can't go by what we tell Bob. Bob doesn't hear anything, so...
Leave me out of it, Roxy. Do not.
Really wondering, for example, you said McLuhan was somewhere... He was not going because Bob will not let him go.
He can't get to the guff.
There is no guff, so...
Yeah, there is no guff, so am I still holding McLuhan back?
He's locked in the threshold of the coach house.
There's a little entrance area in the coach house. Bob is holding McLuhan in the threshold. Very good.
Of the coach house. Mildred is very cross.
Carol, he's mentioned Mildred several times in relation to McLuhan. You won't tell us who it is. Next question, Roxy.
Is he coming back to this world?
He never left. How does he come back to a place he never left?
And, for example, when we are not having any more children, for example, McLuhan is going to appear again, or what would be the way people will manifest?
You got to do different than that.
See, when we get to a good question and Ian can't answer it, he pretends it's badly stated.
If humans are not born anymore...
How will birth take place?
Well, they won't birth.
But will they do?
In the example of McLuhan, he won't birth. What will he do?
You'll have to ask Mildred Stewart. Maybe she can help you with that.
Margaret was a secretary. Is Mildred the other name she had?
Yes.
Well, that makes total sense. They were very close or something. Marg Stewart is factor in Bob life. I mean, she knew me and Carolyn. She liked us.
Uh-huh.
And Bob Rule. Locked down.
Everybody does until they hate you, Bob.
And they will eventually hate me. That's known. That's the inevitable fact.
Because, for example, all the people in Mexico, there was... Never so many people transitioning as now.
Well,
where are they going now?
You know where that comes from? They're just getting out. They're cycling down.
If there is no growth, where are they going?
They are
like
just cycling
back
down.
Where do they cycle down to?
Purgatory, middle ground. Middle Earth, Bob.
Mexicans dying and cycling down. Is that what he said, Carol? Cycling down to Middle Earth.
Dude.
Are you talking about the Hobbit Tolkien terminology?
No, we're talking about the purgatory, the middle ground. There's no growth anymore. It's all empty. That's gone. So,
it's all Catholic from here on in.
We're trying to keep your dogma from running over your karma.
So the ones transitioning, what would be then their process to coming back if there is no more beer?
You don't come back to a place you don't leave. You can't come back to a place you don't leave.
You just cut off from here?
Oh, yeah.
So then...
Roxy said, yes, we got an answer.
Yeah.
They are cut off from here, is what you're saying, Aya. From the land of the ascended.
But, for example, Ruth, she's seeing this garden, and she's in this hologram. It's like our perception is not, I mean, they're here, but we are not seeing them. And we are not seeing the garden yet, but that the end is all in the same place. But we are not in this, June in that.
June and bat. What's that? Those
tune.
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 To hone.
To hone, rather than to tune. You know what hone means, Carol?
Well, what would Lucille Teasdale have to say about it, Bob?
I don't know her. Or do you mean the Teasdales in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia?
Dude. Lucille
Teasdale. Speak to her. If she's a mother, I spoke to her daughter a couple of years ago.
You didn't even know who she is, and now you have carnal knowledge of her children. That's amazing.
No, I was being polite. I knew immediately who you meant.
Immediately who we meant.
Yeah, I knew immediately who he was referring to, but I just, you mean Lucille?
Who I wasn't going to speak to. I wasn't going to speak to her.
That's right, I wasn't going to speak to her. Teasdale and Foote. That was a great car salesman team in the late 50s. Sorry, Roxy, we were just spiraling off into our own little fantasy here for a second. So what did Lucille do? Did she drive Mr. Foote out of the town? Is that what you're getting at, Ion?
Robertson Davies.
That's in Victoria College and University of Toronto. So Lucille was a student of Robertson Davies?
Counterpart.
For Dartmouth.
Well, Judith Fitzgerald, then, if you're going to do it that way.
This is Canadiana, Roxana. Bear with us for a minute. Robertson Davies, very famous Canadian writer. I guess Lucille Teasdale knew the secrets of Dartmouth.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, as opposed to the secrets Davies knew in Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm satisfied with that. That's very interesting.
The Rapturous Chronicles.
Did John Martin know what Lucille Teasdale knew?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good, Ion. I will pursue that privately. That's not for the public. Does that relate to star manufacturing and the birth of ice skating or ice skates?
Skates. There's some skates.
There's some skates?
There's some skates.
No, what's the word? Are you saying visited skates? Missing skates?
Miss some skates. Miss skates. Miss skates. Yes, skates. Skates.
Oh, you mean like landscape?
Maybe. This should be my category of blah, blah.
Yes, more blah, blah, blah.
We got it, blah, blah.
No,
I mean, blah, 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 get it going. We got it.
the thing is, I was talking about this work. I see like a big cathedral being done by several people during all this period. And the space of the books, that it's like a virtual space before the homeopathic media's merging together. And the Emerald Tablets, the Revelations, Joyce, or McLuhan, and Nostradamus, and Bob, they were all making a big book.
They were making a little book. Poquito.
Poquito, yes, because I see the chart, summary of all this information in a very simple visual way.
Well said. And you saw this vision of a cathedral containing all this.
Yes, because the cathedrals, for example, were taking several centuries to build, so it was one generation will start to build, and then the others will continue until the end.
So it's like the Winchester House.
Where's that? What country?
USA.
What state?
San Jose, California. 525 South Winchester Boulevard, San Jose, California, 95128.
World's famous Winchester Mystery House. A mansion in San Jose, California, sort of like where Citizen Kane was. Sprawling landmark with a staircase leading nowhere and other odd features designed to confuse ghosts. Really
telephone
weird,
number
really
was 408-427-2101.
What, the telephone number? We could call it right now?
408-247-2101.
Yeah, okay, just a minute, Roxy. I'll phone them, okay?
The Winchester Mystery House is located in San Jose on Winchester Boulevard between Interstate 280 and Stevens Creek Boulevard. To leave a message in the Winchester Mystery House General Delivery Voice Mailbox, please press 5. To repeat this message, please press star 4.
Is this the house of the daughter of the man that produced all these guns?
Sarah Winchester.
Is that related to the gun guy?
Yeah.
I think some medium told her that she had to build, because all the people killed by the guns will be there in this house somehow, all these ghosts.
No. This is the thing what you were talking about before, where they started and just built the cathedral. They never end, and they're still building on it today. It just goes on. It never gets finished. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Are the ghosts still gathering there?
Yeah, they do. And they're supposed to fuck them up so they can't figure out how to get around. So that's how they do it.
They do say that. They confuse the ghosts. Is that what she's picking up in her image of the cathedral?
That's the cathedral that they keep building. It's like this.
So that's your answer there. Next question, Roxana.
It's not music, but at least we got a little break in the drivel. But it wasn't quite music. Dial another number and see if they have a music we can listen to, Papa.
No.
Well, I just want to comment that I found it very impressive that all this cathedral work that went on for millennia is this chart at the end. It's like the final chapter.
Is my chart. My chart completes the cathedral, is the cathedral. That's right. The house of the Lord. It's the ground plan.
Blah, blah, blah. Right.
The ground plan. It's no blah, blah, blah. The very accurate periodic table.
No, for me, this vision is like something that you say there is no inspiration, but there is some sort of motivation.
For Bob, it's an aggravation.
That's partly true. I wanted to get it out of me, get it down, so I wouldn't have to
figure it out and organize it, just say, okay, there it is, it's organized. And then sort of relatively ignore it, but I do think about it. I apply it a little bit, but I consider that it pointed to Aindam.
And for example, the pyramids, I see them also there, like we are not able to construct them or to explain them. It's just something that this mystery that motivates me to engage you, to ask you, to know. Like it's reminding us of something bigger.
Der Schirn.
He's saying beautiful when he says Der Schirn,
yeah,
right?
Der Schirn. Der Schirn.
Beautiful. Your words were beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you like this new method where we give each person the specially chosen ones? Like Bert will come on. Bert will definitely take a couple hours. But each person gets a whole hour to pursue their babble and their interests. And everybody else is forced to listen, and many of those listening will never get a chance to talk to Ion. Would you like that format, Roxana? What do you think?
I think you don't need an hour, maybe just a smaller space to...
Yeah, other than you, we give you an hour, but everybody else, yeah, give them 5-10 minutes. Give them a minute. I think O.J. could be interesting. Now, O.J., ask about Stanley Kubrick. You go on and on about Stanley Kubrick. Let's see what you can get out of Ion that we didn't know.
Okay, Ion, what were Stanley Kubrick's intentions with making his films?
D-E-A-T-H? A Clockwork Orange.
I go on about all the time.
Is or should be more like music than like fiction. It should be a progression of moods and feelings, the theme, what's behind the emotion, the meaning. After all, that comes later.
I think he's quoting Kubrick. What was the opening word of that sentence?
A film is.
Right, to move towards music.
When
well,
a man
Walter Pater.
Pieces to be a man.
OJ, huh? You could be thinking that Ion just quickly went to Wikipedia looking up Kubrick and reading quotes. So ask Ion to say a quote that's not on Wikipedia.
Well, how do I know? I mean, like a Kubrick quote?
Yeah, ask if you find that these quotes are on Wikipedia, then you are cynical enough to say, oh, just Ion or JW just went and read shit. I mean, I've heard Ion give quotes that aren't on Google, I think, and with somebody.
Right. But then we have to come back and we have to put it through the fact we have to put it. They don't believe that they said it, so we have to go back and put it in later. So
yeah, Ion does that. He puts stuff in the wiki.
What do you take me for, a 14-carat sucker?
Why did Stanley Kubrick use Tim Curry in his movies, Ion?
Anytime you take a chance, you better be sure the rewards are worth the risk, because they can put you away just as fast for a $10 heist as they do for a $1 million job.
This is good. Just keep evoking these quotes. Eventually, you'll be amazed at what Ion can say about the work of Kubrick. So let's take advantage of it.
The work?
Ion, maybe you can tell me something I don't know about his films, about...
Zen pencils.
OJ, say, are there factors I'm not considering when contemplating
when
Kubrick's
themes? When you answer the question, you're gonna blow that off? Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if you said Zen. I don't even know if you said yes, I think. Is it Zen pencils?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Well, he gave it as an answer.
It hit the ball and drag Harry. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, stay on point here, OJ. I don't know what Zen pencils question answer. Don't know. But what was Kubrick trying to show us at the end of 2001 when he had what Don Field calls a surrealistic scene of the guy, the astronaut in the bed, and the babies in the womb, and some other things going on? Suck the scene.
Ion, what did Kubrick mean by the final act of 2001 with the Star Baby?
Goes back to Clockwork Orange.
There's a final shot of the scene. The baby looks directly at the audience, And in the first moment of The Clockwork Orange, which came out a few years later, Alex is looking directly at the audience.
Good point.
So maybe that's what he means.
Is that the connection? The little baby is Malcolm McDowell?
The attempt to impose upon man a creature of growth and capable of sweetness to ooze juicily at the last round the bearded lips of God to attempt to impose, I say, laws and conditions appropriate to a mechanical creation. Against this I raise my sword pen.
Who wrote that?
Clockwork Orange.
The novel Clockwork Orange, O.J., came out in the late 60s, right? By Anthony Burgess.
It came out before the film. I don't know when it came out. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it came out before Clockwork Orange, but I think it was written after Kubrick's 2001, though I'm not sure, because Burgess wasn't involved with Kubrick during 2001. That was Arthur Clarke. So why would Kubrick make a 2001 about Clockwork Orange when, according to my erroneous thoughts right now, Clockwork Orange hadn't happened yet? But I will look up the book, see the date. Maybe he was reading it in 1966.
Kubrick, the reason he adapted materials instead of writing his own source materials, because he already knew what he was looking for, and he just needed something to jump off from. So he, if Clockwork Orange wasn't written, he was looking for something like that. And
no, it works, it works. Clockwork Orange, 1962, a novella. So it says it employs disturbing, violent images to comment on psychiatry, juvenile delinquency, youth gangs, and other social, political, and economic subjects in a dystopian near future Britain. Ah, that would give Kubrick his basic scenario, what's going to happen in Britain or in the West, that he would then make 2001 about, Barry Lyndon, Full Metal Jacket, Dr. Strange.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Start Loving the Bomb.
So we got different kinds of bombs. You've got the new generation, youth gangs is a bomb. You've got the computer is a bomb. You've got Full Metal Jacket.
Barry Goldwater.
Dr. Strangelove is Barry Goldwater. No one's ever come up with that one. This is what Ian has said before, I think.
Who's Barry Goldwater?
No, O.J.'s a young man. He's just in college. He's like 22 years old or something.
He's set.
Yeah. So Barry Goldwater ran against LBJ in 1964, and he ran on the platform, supposedly, of nuking North Vietnam. He was an old Cold Warrior or World War II Hiroshima Day kind of guy out of Arizona.
Right.
And he knew much, and the Republican Party ran Barry Goldwater to prevent Nelson Rockefeller being the candidate because they knew Nelson Rockefeller was involved in the Kennedy assassination. This would be the elite of the Republican Party.
Don't forget the Peter Beter gold standard shit, too.
Yeah, and the gold standard stuff that Dr. Peter Beter went into. Goldwater is right in the middle of the conspiracy by the Cowboys of the South against the Yankee North Englanders like New Englanders, like
motherfucker.
And Ian has done a lot on Barry Goldwater, so this is pretty significant if Kubrick tuned into the Barry Goldwater meme in Dr. Strangelove. That's gives your old buddy credit.
Well, Dr. Strangelove came out in 1964.
The year when Barry was in the media. In the public. Here's the secret.
Communists.
What?
Well, look, OJ,
let me tell you this, an important overlap. The Marshall McLuhan recordings I'm playing here, never heard before, were recorded by Tony Schwartz. Tony Schwartz is the man who made the advertisement in 1964 where a little girl is picking daffodils and atomic bombs are going to go off in the background. This was the ad for LBJ that killed the Barry Goldwater campaign. That's the fame of Tony Schwartz, whose recordings we're hearing of him having Marsh McLuhan in his studio in 66, 67, 68, 69, blah, blah, blah.
I don't really hear these recordings.
You hear him on my show in the 10th, 12th, 15th hour, way into the end of the show.
Way
in the archives.
in the deepest, in the nether regions where Barry Goldwater lived.
It's a nice tie-in, Ion. So Stanley Kubrick wants to get Marshall McLuhan's opinion of 2001. He invites McLuhan to the showing, and Marshall falls asleep. That's the story. Is there more to it than we know? Would you like to fill us in on what really went on between Kubrick?
He was bored out of his mind because he thought it was a fatal attempt to try to mass communicate a false premise based on an ill-gotten reward of a war.
That's exact precise words. That's exactly what McLuhan's opinion was. He wrote that in his due line in 1968.
But don't tell anybody.
Wait, where did he write this?
In the due line newsletter.
On the Rittenhouse door. It was a thesis.
Yeah, Rittenhouse, that's Protestants. So you're starting to get rich here, OJ. You're going to learn. Now, you can talk to Kubrick. Don't just go through it. Let's talk to Kubrick. Mr. fucking Kubrick, did you read LaRouche's Executive Intelligence Review in preparing for Eyes Wide Shut?
Who?
Lyndon LaRouche.
We don't acknowledge infidels.
Yes, but did you, as an enemy source of information, did you read LaRouche in preparing for Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes, and there were some Clarkson notes that were appropriate.
Some what? Clarkson notes?
Clarkson notes, yes.
Yeah, Arthur Clark?
Stun.
Stun? Dun? What's that word?
Clarkson.
Where's that? No, monkey song? You mean the monkey song?
Our Bob Clarkson, the note from Clarkson.
Anyways, that's really good. So you were forced to read LaRouche, though he was an asshole, as far as you were concerned.
Yeah.
Now, carry on, OJ. We've got, I tell you, you are talking to whatever fucking exists of Kubrick after he died. This is who we're talking to. And he will tell you things, OJ. So what do you really want to know about his work?
Well, I'm not sure that Kubrick died.
Okay, there's a good question. Ask Ion. Ask Kubrick. Did he pass on? Did he transition is the word? You ask it, OJ. It's
okay,
for you.
Did Kubrick die in 1999?
No. Ask Kubrick himself. Did you transition, Mr. Kubrick? Say it like that.
Well, if he didn't die...
No. Just say it like I'm telling you how to say it. Did you transition, Mr. Kubrick? Say that.
Did you transition, Mr. Kubrick?
Not in 99.
When did you transition?
2000.
Carol, will you shut up? Carol, they're bashing around. What the fuck did he say? What date?
2003.
April 2003.
Why did you fake your death in 1999?
Your monies are worth more when you're dead.
You wanted somebody to benefit from this?
We did.
Were you around to benefit in a parallel world?
We were still here.
So OJ is correct in suspecting that you did not transition.
Until 2000.
So you used the money for 4 years, 1999 to 2003.
Dude.
Come on, OJ, appreciate what you're getting. Don't be an asshole.
Did you want Spielberg to direct Artificial Intelligence?
No. It's ridiculous. He never captured the essence of what was trying to be portrayed. Never.
I agree. I saw that movie. Spielberg ruins every fucking movie he makes. That's a fact. Middle class jerk.
He's a glabber-napper.
Is that a word from Clockwork Orange?
Glabber never?
Yeah.
But now, I tell you who would have been great that would have been fabulous is Martin Scorsese.
What does Fidelio mean? There's the secret password in Eyes Wide Shut. Why is that there? Why is it Fidelio?
42.
Is that a reference to the joke in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No, not a joke.
So he's saying it's meaningless, just like 42 in that book.
Oh, no. Ion does not say it's meaningless.
How
question about Barry Lyndon. Why go back and make a movie about, you know, the 1800s or whatever it was? Ask about that. How does that fit Clockwork Orange theme?
I already understand all this, so I don't know.
No, bullshit. I don't care what you understand. Ian's going to tell you something new, or he's leading to something new. You just review what you're interested in.
Can we change the subject to something else?
Let's just ask about Barry Lyndon. How does that fit the Clockwork Orange theme?
The plot.
What about the plot?
It affects the plot. It drives the plot. It sets the parameters to how far the parts are included in the theme.
The mechanical parts?
The driving parts.
Okay. Going to Darwin and evolution, you have a lot to say about that.
There's a theory that human beings come from hybridization between chimpanzees and...
Come in from hybridization, but the hybridization is from God. So, yes.
God and what?
God is God, period. And now you're on the long slide of the abyss back to God.
Yeah, but what about physically?
Specifically physically. Absolutely physically. Yes.
So you don't think we evolved from chimps?
We don't think. We know. You did not come out of the asshole of a monkey.
Well, then why is our DNA so similar to chimps?
So you can see how ridiculous little men look. And the best one is the Charlton Heston as a Planet of the Apes.
Good question, OJ. We've never gotten that out before. Now, when I get your quotes about Darwin, I think about what Ian says. There's no beginning or ending. You were always as you are. There was no actual beginning or ending. Can you accept that? Would you drop even thinking about evolution if you accepted that point?
The definition of evolution is that it keeps rolling. The beat goes on. So you can't have a beginning and the end of an evolution, or it was right that we couldn't evolve. So basically we agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What did he say that we're agreeing with? In other words, we did come out of an ass of a chimp, Ion.
No. Evolution doesn't necessarily say that. To evolve means it's constantly turning, circular. Evolve, becoming. So it never ends, and it never begins, and it never stops, and it never started. It evolves. Then you de-evolve, then you re-evolve, and then you o-evolve, and then you la-evolve, and lots of things there. And then the next thing you know, Aretha Franklin is singing over your gravestone. Aretha Franklin, she's the queen.
What about stability, Ion?
There is none. You're looking for it. You ain't found it yet. Good luck with that. The problem with stability is it isn't stable.
Okay, now we got Bert here. Now, Bert, OJ's doing great, but if you could supplement the topic.
But it's been a long drive. It's been a long drive, but yes.
If Bert can supplement OJ's topics, it would be useful, OJ. So you have a colleague here.
First of all, hold on this thing. We got this, Bob. Bert.
Yes.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Stay on this point. Do not go all over the place as you normally do. Go progressive, point by point, so Bob will be terse with you today.
Okay.
And I'm assuming, Bert, he means this evolution, this spiraling he's talking about.
Oh, we don't give a fuck, whatever it is. Just stay on whatever it is so Bob can say okay.
I like that advice. Whatever the fuck it is, Bert, stay on point.
Yeah, whatever
Thanks
is.
For the clue, Bob. Thanks for the clue.
Yeah, see, even Bob has to give you the clues of this direct direction that we assign, so go figure that one out. Bob is the masterful filter. Fulfilter. He's a fulfilter. Look at that. Is that like a filter fish or a fulfilter?
Okay. We don't want to drive. Hold it. Fuck, shut up. Let's go back to OJ. We're not going to get thrown. OJ, what do you want to ask more about evolution?
Did you hear OJ?
I don't think there's anything else to say.
Well, you go on about some particular. What is the particular that some evolutionists that refuse the chimp thing, or, you know, what is that little niggly point you're always quoting somebody on?
I'm pimping a new song now, y'all.
No. What is it, OJ? You're always citing this particular guy who throws a big, you know.
He's a geneticist living in Georgia in the United States, and he says that a lot of new organisms are formed through hybridization, and human beings are a great example of that, and that we're probably from pigs and chimps.
Are we from pigs and chimps, Ion?
No. If you're God and you pull the blood of a perfect lamb and compare it to ascended blood, then you'll see that they're the same. So you'd say you came from a lamb, if you're really going to say that correctly. But you got to have
right.
a perfect lamb, because not from a fallen state. So pig blood, pig serum, spun, could have attributes that apply as a mammal. And the ape stuff is just too far out. That's the little man. That's your markers for the code. The code on the reason the DNA is the same, but you also would have the same DNA as a crowbar. You understand this, right?
No.
You do. If you do a strain on a crowbar, you also have genetic enzymes that line up with the same things that are in a crowbar. You can't really get too far out of it, because if we start saying, you descended from a crowbar, people don't quite understand that very much, but the markings are the same. The strips are the same. It'll show up every time. So you can thank your ancestors, the Reagan bar, that got you this far down the rabbit hole.